Sri Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam, Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls, Positive and Progressive Immortality. Chapter 10. Avaseshamritam, Divine Remnants of Nectar. Sankirtiyamano Bhagavan Ananta, Shrutanubhavo Vyasanam Hipumsam, Pravishya Chittam Vidinoti Ashesam, Yata Tamorkobram Ivati Vata. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.48. When the singing of the glorious qualities of the Supreme Lord Hari's personality is heard, he enters into the hearts of men to banish all their miseries, as a sun dispels the darkness and strong winds disperse the clouds. Mrisa girastha hi asatir asat katha na katyate yad bhagavan adokshaja tadeva satyam tad uhaiva mangalam tadeva punyam bhagavad gunodayam. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.49. Those words in which the glory of the transcendental Lord Srihari are not sung, such imaginary, deceptive utterances are to be known as falsehood. And those words in which the divine qualities of the Lord appear, such expressions are to be known as truth, the bestower of all success and the source of all virtue. Tad eva ramyam ruchiram navam navam, tad eva sashvan manaso mahotsavam, tad eva shokarnava soshanam nirnam yad uttama shloka yashono giyate. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.50. Those words in which the renown of uttama shloka Srihari, he the singing of whose glories destroys the ignorance of the world, are broadcast at every second, such expressions alone constantly bestow newer and newer nectar. They inaugurate the heart's grand festival, and they dissolve the ocean of lamentation. Natad vachaschitra padam hare risho jagat pavitram pragranita karhichit tad anksha tirtham natu hamsa sevitam yatra chutastatra hi sadavo mala. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.51. Those utterances that, despite their charming, ornamental presentation, never describe the renown of Srihari, which alone purifies the universe, such words attract only crow-like, superficial men, but they are never attended by the learned. This is because the immaculate-hearted sadhus adore the melodious words that sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Yashasriyam eva parishramaparo varnashramachara tapasrutadisu avismritihi shridara pada padamayor gunanuvada shravanadaradibihi. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.54. The prescribed duties of the varnashrama hierarchy, performance of austerity and study of the scriptures, belabored adherence to such practices merely panders to one's reputation and influence. But by the divine services, beginning with devotedly hearing the glories of the Lord, the supreme reward of never forgetting the lotus feet of Srihari is gained. Tasya ravinda nainasya padaravinda kinjalka mishra tulasi makaranda vayu antargata svavivarena chakara tesam sankshobam aksara jusam api chitta tanvo. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.15.43. A beautiful fragrance emanated from the tulasi, united with the stamens of the lotus flower-like feet of the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord. When the breeze carrying that divine fragrance entered the nostrils of the Chatussana, it caused jubilation in their hearts, and the hairs of their bodies stood erect, despite their zealous attachment to the non-differentiated Brahman. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgrantha Api Urukrame Kurvanti Ahetukam Bhaktam Ittam Bhuta Guno Harihi. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.10. Those sages who, being merged in the bliss of the spirit soul, are totally free from the binding knot of mental images, they too engage in the unmotivated service of Sri Krishna, the performer of marvelous deeds. This is but one of the qualities of the Supreme Lord Hari, who charms the entire world. Shranvata Shraddaya Nityam Granatasya Svachestitam Nati Dirghena Kalena Bhagavan Vishate Hriday. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.8.4. Swiftly does the Lord enter into the hearts of those who with faith constantly hear and chant the glories of His personality. Nigama Kalpat Taror Galitam Phalam Shukamukad Amruta Drava Samyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.3. This holy scripture, which describes the glories of the Supreme Lord, has descended intact from the wish-fulfilling tree of the Vedas, and it is enhanced by the nectar of the lotus mouth of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. O connoisseurs of the mellows of devotion, please constantly relish this fruit, which is the embodiment of those mellows. O devotees, blessed with heart's devotion, as long as you are not utterly dissolved in the reality of ecstasy, that is, as long as your hearts are not merged in devotional mellow, then taste the Srimad Bhagavatam in your life, in this world, as a pure votary of divinity. And even when your hearts are overflooded, you will perpetually continue to drink the supreme nectar divine. Upakramamritam chaiva Sri Shastra Vachanamritam Bhakta Vakyamritancha Sri Bhagavad Vachanamritam Avaseshamritancheti Panchamritam Mahafalam Bhakta Prana Pradam Hridyam Granthesmin Pariveshitam. Comprised of five nectars, Panchamritam, respectively entitled Upakramamritam, Sri Shastra Vachanamritam, Sri Bhakta Vachanamritam, Sri Bhagavad Vachanamritam, and Avaseshamritam, prelude to approaching nectar, the nectar of scriptural word, words of nectar from the devotees, words of nectar from the Supreme Lord, and the divine remnants of nectar, the supreme fruit that gives life to the devotees and delights their hearts, has been served in this book. Sri Chaitanya Hare Svadama Vijayat Chatu Shatabdhantare Srimad Bhakti Vinoda Nandana Mataha Karunya Shaktir Hare Srimad Gaura Kishora Kanvayagata Sri Krishna Sankirtanehi Sri Siddhanta Sarasvati Viditash Chapla Vayad Bhutalam. Within 400 years after Sri Chaitanya Hari returned to his holy abode, a great soul descended in divine succession from Srila Gaura Kishora Babaji Maharaj as the potency of Lord Krishna's mercy incarnate, recognized as the joy of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, and renowned throughout the universe as Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He flooded this earth planet with boundless Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Saubhagyati Shayat Sudurlabham Apihi Asyana Kampamritam Labdhodhara Matestadiya Karuna Deshancha Sankirtanihi Satsangir Labatam Pumartha Paramam Sri Krishna Premamritam Iti Esatav Anusilano Dhyama Iheti Agashyame Shamyatam. A great fortune came down upon me. Although it was the rarest thing, I received the nectar of that great soul's mercy through his gracious ordinance. By performing Sankirtan in Sadhu Sangha, may you fulfill the ultimate goal of your life, Sri Krishna Prem. So now, I try to practice this. May I be forgiven for any offences in my attempt. Sri Srimad Bhagavad Padam Bhuja Madhuswa Dotsavaihi Sat Padair Nikshipta Madhu Bindavascha Parito Brista Mukad Gunjitehi Yatnehi Kinchid Ihahritam Nijapara Shreyo Artena Tanmaya Bhuyo Bhuya Ito Rajamsi Pada Samlagdhani Thesam Bhaje. The bees, intoxicated in the festival of drinking the honey of the Lord's lotus feet, busily humming the glories of the Lord, drops of honey from their mouths fall and scatter all around. For my own divine prospect, I have carefully collected some of those drops herein, and thus do I worship the dust of the holy lotus feet of those saints again and again. Granthartam jaladi hriday tapiva mahotsahadi sancharaner yesam chatra satam satirtha suhridam samshodana dyeshava yesam chapi adame kripa mayi shubha pata dibir vanyata சர்வேசாம் அகம் அத்ர பாத கமலம் வந்தே புனர்வை புனக. இன் த ப்ரிப்பரேஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் புக், தோஸ் ஹூ ஹாவ் இன்ஃபியூஸ் வைட்டாலிட்டி வித் இன் மை புவர் ஹார்ட், ஆர் ஹூ ஹாவ் அசிஸ்டட் இன் த ஸ்டடி, ரீடிங் ஆர் அமெண்ட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் த புக், ஆர் ஹூ ஹாவ் இன் எனி அதர் வே கான்ட்ரிபியூட்டட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் திஸ் ப்ரொடக்ஷன், அண்ட் டு த லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தோஸ் வெல் விஷிங் காட் பிரதர்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டிவோட்டீஸ் ஹூ ஹாவ் எக்ஸ்டெண்டட் ஆர் ஹூ மே இன் த ஃபியூச்சர் எக்ஸ்டெண்ட் தர் குட் வில் அப்பான் திஸ் ஹம்பிள் சோல், I hereby offer my obeisances again and again. Kaurabde jaladishu veda vimate padre sita saptami tatra shri lalita shubodayadine shriman navadvipake ganga teera manorame navamate chaitanya saraswate sadbihi shri guru gaura pada sharanat grantah tamaptim gatah. At the charming new temple of the name Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, situated on the banks of the holy river Ganga at Sridham Navadvip, and in the association of the devotees, in the shelter of the lotus feet of the Divine Master and the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Deva, this work was completed on the holy advent day of Sri Lalita Devi, the seventh day of the bright moon of Bhadra, in the year 457 Gaurabda, 7th September 1943. இதி ஸ்ரீ ப்ரபன்ன ஜீவனாம்ருதே அவசேஷாம்ருதம் நாம தசமோத்யாய. Thus ends the 10th chapter, The Divine Remnants of Nectar.